Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What is Moondog?
Moondog Makers and Bakers is not just a catering company. It's blending tradition with innovation and something familiar just done differently. To get a taste of what they're truly all about, you can order some awesome merch, crafted spice blends, or request catering for your very own event. MoondogMakersandBakers.com.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute, that's right.
Hey folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Excited about my guest today. He's a true pal and sort of an adopted son of the Mississippi Delta, I'm telling you. Although he usually sports his University of Tennessee proudly cap, he is a Volunteer fan. I want all you guys to sit for a second. Just we'll all get over it. Jim Gallagher is smiling right now. Okay, Jim, we'll give you one. That's all we have to say. Remember, my friends at Superior Catfish, that catfish is made in Mississippi. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Why would you get it anywhere else? Visit Mississippi.org. My guest today loves coming to celebrate music here. He is a big old hit songwriter. So let's get started talking about that. A modern day Van Morrison, that's what we call him. His buddies in the music business, where soul pours out of every syllable he writes and sings. He's become even a better friend, like I said, over the last number of years. We did not know each other back in my time in Nashville. We met many moons ago. He's going to be here. He's going to be here May 3rd and May 4th for the weekend. That's my man. For our Mockingbird Songwriters Festival, which coincidentally now has paired with the Wildlife Heritage Festival, the Jim Henson, the Frog Fest, and the Crawfish Festival. The whole lot of stuff going on downtown Leland, Mississippi. We're going to blow it up. But anyway, with all that, he's a big old hit songwriter. He's actually from Nashville. He's one of the three people now that I know from there, actually. His first number one was with his pal, Gary Allen. He's just been rocking it ever since. He has dozens of songs recorded by lots of hit acts that you know. He has an ACM and Grammy nomination. The list goes on. The Park City Sessions. We celebrated this the last time he was on. It's an amazing record. So you got to check it out. Park City Sessions. Very unique record by my pal, the soulful singer-songwriter, Matt Warren.
Steve, brother.
What do we got?
Thank you for having me.
I know you're under the weather. I know. Yeah, go ahead.
The name of that record is, we changed it. It's Explosion of Love.
Why do I know such things yet? Why does it take me to be the last one to know?
Well, because we did an interview one time when I was in Park City staying at the place, and we thought we were going to call it the Park City Sessions, and we ended up, when we released it, the name of the band is Goodfoot, and it's called Explosion of Love.
Okay, everybody hear that? I had everybody. You know, do you realize we had a 500,000 people Googling and searching and trying to stream the Park City Sessions, and it wasn't going to happen?
It wasn't going to happen, but now it is. Now it is. Explosion of Love. Goodfoot. And that's one word, Goodfoot.
I think we both have a little bit of sinus stuff going.
Man, it's going around here in Nashville. We just had the trees are starting to bloom. And that first, all the landscapers just hit that first mowing job of the year. And it is flying around, and I have a little bit of a cold, so it's like a double whammy, and I have a new kitten, and man, I'm just wore out.
You're scratching right now. You're allergic to your kitten? That may be a thing we should discuss.
I think I'm allergic. Well, we got two cats.
Oh, it came with the
It came with the fiance, so I'll take the bad with the good.
The things you do for love. Let's talk about, first of all, Music City. You grew up there, and
yep.
I never had an allergy until I went there. And what is it about the place that people are making the biggest hit records ever that we decided all to transcend on a place that's sort of a valley, right? It's in this.
So
why so much pollen?
Nashville, if you were to look at it, the geography, like on a topical map, it sits down in a bowl. And on top of, you know, it's Tennessee's a lot like Mississippi. I mean, it's just green everywhere. And when you get all that pollen in the springtime, in these rolling green hills in Middle Tennessee, and then it just kind of gets trapped down in that bowl, and there's no way to anything short of a tornado or high winds. I mean, it's not going anywhere. And you know, the older I get, the harder it gets. Like when I was young, I mean, I'd had some sinuses, but I haven't noticed it until the last few years. Like it's been really tough. And we get them in the wintertime too.
Yeah.
You know,
well, because it'll heat up. It'll heat up. You never know when winter is going to get warm enough to play some golf, right?
That's right.
That's a good thing, though. We got to give it that.
Well, all these golf companies have all the best clothes now. So, I mean, we could go out at, I don't know, 30 degrees. I believe yeah. I might go hit them at 30. You know, you have the... Have the Gore-Tex pants and the
You know what's happened to you? You started golf late in life.
Yes.
And because of that, you're going through all of these things that when a young body can handle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when
yes.
we were younger, I'm telling you, no rain, no yeah. snow, no nothing. We would get out and play in it all. And we were like fired up. Right. It was like, yeah. you know, that you're right. And back then you had to wear like hunting clothes, man. You had to go in full camo gear. They didn't make all of these clothes that are built for cold weather.
Oh yeah.
And now they do. You know, our friends at Murray Brothers, right? Seeley and Bill Murray and all the brothers company. We obviously sport theirs in the spring, summer and fall. That's for sure.
Yeah.
A great brand.
Great brand. We love William Murray.
Good guys, huh?
Really good guys. Chris Seeley has turned out to be one of the best friends I could possibly have.
Chris Seeley's a music lover. He loves to love music. I mean, he yes. can't wait to wake up. He sends, I know he probably does the same thing for you. Every once in a while, I'll just get no note, just a track he's listening to, right? He sends me yeah. the link, and that's how he's feeling that morning. I just yeah. love how he always wants to lift us all up.
Yes, and he's thinking about others a lot, not just himself.
Sure,
which is
sure.
such a fine quality in a human being.
Are you enjoying becoming like the new blood on the celebrity golf circuit?
Man, I really am. The last couple of years has been so excited. I was a little disappointed to get the news that the Monday after the Masters is kind of they're shrinking a little bit. So I won't be there this year.
What?
Yeah, but I will be in Columbia, South Carolina at the Giants for Christ, Corey Miller's. I will be at Delta Soul, and I am officially on board for Caddyshack.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'll be there at all three of those with you.
Yeah, and that all started with you. We always talk about this. You know, had you not invited me to Delta Soul, where I could meet Chris, I wouldn't be doing this stuff. And man, it's truly some of my favorite trips of the year. It's so fun. And I've met so many good people, and I have a lot of new friends. Golf, who yeah. would have ever thought that golf would bring together such a great group of folks?
It's the only sport that, besides hunting and fishing, right? They're the only places sport-wise where you're walking down a beautiful, spacious, sometimes not so spacious, because sometimes the fairways shrink up and the hole gets small. But the bottom line, you know what I'm saying? It's the place that you can communicate. It's a yes. one sport plus hunting and fishing, the three sports where you have all this time to get to know each other. And that is the beauty of golf and the beauty of hunting and fishing.
Yes.
When you're playing basketball, you're going at each other, right? You're just constant motion. Think about tennis. Think about if you play flag football at this point, which would hurt both of us. Pickleball, whatever you're playing, it doesn't. It's just those sports don't lend itself to the opportunity to get to know somebody.
That's right.
And there you go. Listen, while we've discovered so many wonderful things about life. And speaking of wonderful, I can't wait for you, Matt Warren, to check out a little Superior Catfish, homegrown in Mississippi, Macon, Mississippi. You know where Macon is? Look at you, little Leroy Brown. Such a great hat. That is a great. He's got a little catfish on his head. I'm calling it a catfish. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. I'm telling you, this Tennessee man in Matt Warren celebrates the birthplace of America's music, our place like no other. From the outside, let me tell you. We'll be right back. I'm Steve
Mississippi. Mississippi.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Up-to-the-minute reports on air and always online at supertalk.fm. Your statewide news network, Supertalk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm.
Are you a seller?
Right here on Supertalk Mississippi.
Steve Azar rolling into a Mississippi Minute. I got Matt Warren with a cold and a little allergy. He's canceled a couple writing sessions. He's canceled everything, but he hasn't canceled me. That's dedication.
It is dedication.
Speaking of dedication, if you're going to dedicate yourself to some catfish, this is that part of the show. See how you like how I segued into that, Matt?
Yes, that was seamless.
I'm not even done yet. SuperiorCatfish.com. There's catfish. There's Superior Catfish. Check my friends out in Macon, Mississippi, and visit Mississippi.org. Plan a road trip. That's what Matt's going to be doing heading in May 3rd and May 4th to hang out with us at the Heritage Wildlife Heritage Festival, which is our Mockingbird music series, the music umbrella in that festival, Leland, Mississippi. Come visit us down here and check out Matt and all of our friends from Music City doing their thing like only they can. Songwriters, if you've never experienced a guy like Matt and sitting next to him, Dave Pahanish, sitting next to him, Jim Moose Brown, the list goes on and on. They are all so very unique. There is no way that you can put a stamp on, or you can clone it, I guess. You can put a stamp on each one. Let me say that. But my pals are unclonable. And that's the beauty of watching three guys talk about their hits and their songs that are going to be hits, songs that should be hits, maybe aren't yet, but coming from the voices and the hearts like you, Matt. Matt, you're a true crown jewel, my man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you saying that. You know, another thing that I enjoy about this festival, and congratulations, Steve, ahead of time on partnering and growing this thing and taking it to a bigger stage. Through the years, you have allowed me to not just to play and express myself on stage, but you've also allowed me to, from time to time, suggest different writers in town that I'm friends with and to bring them along. And one of our friends, a new friend to you, but an absolute now a Mississippi family member, Philip Lammons, when he comes to the festival this year and plays on the 4th, he'll be coming in hot off his Opry debut.
Opry debut. Is that not? He texted me yesterday and he goes, is there a way that, is this crazy? Is there a way I can The good news is I'm on the Grand Ole Opry. The bad news, I can't play the third. And I looked at the schedule and I went, well, the good news is there's two good newses. One, you're playing the Opry. And two, I don't have you till 5 o'clock on the fourth. You're good. Why? Isn't it great? Isn't it great?
I just got off the phone with him this morning. And, you know, I tried to explain it to him. It's kind of like his journeyman's card, you know, like it really gives hope because Phillip's 60.
Yeah.
And it gives hope to a lot of us guys that are, you know, not spring chickens anymore that man, you can, this is not like the NFL or professional athletes. Like you can still hit milestones and achieve some goals that you never thought could be achieved. And, Phillip is a true, he's not just an artist and a songwriter, but he's a falconer and he is a fisherman and he is an excellent chef. And
ooh, he's a great cook. Yeah.
He's so many things. And, I knew bringing him down there, I thought to myself, Phillip Lammons would absolutely be a star in Mississippi. And I'm so glad that you have continued to have him on board and we just couldn't be proud or more proud of him. And it's going to be a great night at the Opry and I can't wait to see him in Mississippi.
Debuting at, think about it. I mean, I was always grateful. In fact, behind my picture is my debut of the Opry back there on the wall, up top. That was my debut that night. And I did the Opry so much. I never took it for granted, but no, I did not. But when I moved back home, I didn't want to tell Pete Fisher and the guys that ran everything that I'd moved back home. And, you know, they were used to going, oh, you're not, they'd see your calendar and they see where you're not on the road and they go, hey, why don't you come do the weekend? And I just sort of never let up that I wasn't, because I still had a place in Franklin for years. So, but I was in Greenville and I was going to my, you know, helping coach our son's basketball team. And we were going to football games in high school, the things that I missed for years and years. So, I missed those days, but I was fortunate, but I'm telling you, think about it, being 60 and doing your debut at the Grand Ole Opry. What did it's you incredible. Just say? What's that say about where the music is? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's really, really, really awesome.
Good. I'm sorry.
We couldn't be more proud.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you guys meet? I remember Phillip being on stage at Monday after the Masters playing. I think he was playing mandolin or doing something with Darius and Mark and Dean and Sony. But we didn't really get to know each other until I came through you.
Yeah. So I met Phillip. I met Phillip in 2016 or 2017. At the Hopetown Songwriters Festival in the Abacos in Bahamas. And I'd never heard of him. And, you know, there's a lot of South Carolina boys and girls that hang around that Hopetown beautiful spot. And I quickly came to know Phillip's story about him being from around Georgetown, South Carolina, and he was in with the Hootie guys and early on had some Hootie and the Blowfish cuts. And that's the first time that I met Phillip. And so we really just hung out that whole weekend. And I, you know how you can kind of tell within 10 minutes of being around somebody, if they're going to be in your circle or if they're your kind of people. And Phillip and I just hit it off instantly. Phillip's at that age where he's kind of like my big brother, but he also could be my dad. And I love him. I love being around him and he's super real. And I'm grateful, for that festival to connect me to him. Cause I'm not sure that we would have met.
You know, we keep making this crazy circle of life and you meet somebody, I meet somebody, you introduce them to me, I introduce them to you. And obviously that circle is very wide now.
Yes.
As we've gotten a little older, I got to tell you, our relationships next to our family and obviously next to the good Lord above are the greatest assets and
That's
the greatest
right.
gifts that we have had. I always tell Gwen, I say, Gwen, you know, we're with one group of friends that we've gotten to know through our foundation, another group of friends through all of these, you know, the music business, another group of friends we grew up with, another group of friends that our kids allowed us to get to meet those parents. And I go, how blessed are we to have so many wonderful, wonderful people in our lives that are always dependable, always there, always praying for you, always thinking about you.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful thing. My prayers in the morning have gotten so long, you know, because I want to visualize everybody I can in my head, you know, I'm praying. And so, because I feel like you just sort of send it out there, you know, and just know that you're thinking about, and I feel awful when I forget one thing. Like, I just reminded me of somebody right now that's pretty sick, and I left her out of my prayers today. Now I got to go back and fix that, but I'm thinking about that now. But I'm a believer in that. Let me see where we are time-wise before. I do want to talk. You're a prayerful guy.
Yes.
You've been through a lot in your life.
Yes.
And at the same time, you've been rewarded incredibly well, and now you're madly in love. You found the girl of your dreams.
Yeah.
And you waited for it.
Yes.
So let's talk about that into the break. So since we're talking about things that we're in love with, I'm going to talk about a little Superior Catfish. That gets you worked up?
Oh, yeah.
Superior Catfish, my friends down in Macon, Mississippi, produced right here in Mississippi. Why would you get it from anywhere else? And I mean that with all the love in the world. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Visit Mississippi.org. Never an afterthought. Never, never. Plan your next road trip. Follow the country music trail. You come visit me in Greenville in front of Jim's Cafe. I'm Steve Azar with Matt Warren. We'll be right back. $1,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news
is supertalk.fm.
Your Mississippi news
on air and online.
supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're supposed to start work down on the river today.
Love, love, love spending a Mississippi Minute with a Tennessee pal who, I got to tell you, I think there's some roots, if I'm not mistaken, I saw planted when he showed up for the first time, and they're starting to run deep in Mississippi. Speaking of anything deep, down at the bottom of the water is beautiful catfish. And catfish supplied by Superior Catfish is where you want it. That's what you want on your plate. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. I'm telling you, the road trip awaits. Matt Warren and I will play Dancing Rabbit soon. It's going to happen. We keep talking about it at Program.
Can't wait.
Matt, the thing about Dancing Rabbit is, let me tell you, it's a tough golf course. But part of the reason it's so tough are not just the greens, it's the Augusta you can play, but it's the scenery. It's so beautiful, you get distracted. You know what I mean? Like, you're looking around and you're seeing all these azaleas and you're seeing these, just, it is like God's gift to a golf course. I mean, it is cut into the hills of Philadelphia, Mississippi. And I struggle not just going, like, feeling like I'm in the walk in the park, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, what do you got?
Well, I know we were about to segue into my beautiful fiance.
Let's talk.
And there's a golf connection here. So her father is the COO at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, where I have been playing many shows for the last 10 years. And I was friends with her, with Chuck and his wife, Claire, first. And long story short, they introduced us. And we just realized yesterday that was the third anniversary of since we have known each other. But got engaged back at Christmas, and we're going to get married in November. But Chuck is an avid golfer. He actually has had a hole-in-one at Augusta and has played Augusta four or five times. So anyway, there's this incredibly amazing golf course in Vegas. And I know that you know this place, Shadow Creek.
Sure.
And you got to know somebody to get in there. There's no membership. You just, you got to know somebody. So Chuck took me there a few months ago, right after Christmas, and played, and man, what a place. I mean, it's beautiful. And since we're all, we've been talking about golf, that's one of my favorite things about golf is just walking around on a pristine piece of property that's just manicured to the 10th degree,
And under your feet, it feels like you're on almost on those mats in the airport that are moving.
Yes.
It's the softest, most, and you feel like if you hit a bad shot, it's like an awful thing to do because it's like carpet, right?
Yeah.
Just so. Well, that's a great. How'd you play?
I shot a 101.
Did you enjoy every bit of that?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it. Here's the thing, man. I get intimidated when there's a caddy there, even though they're really good. I notice I get on these greens, man, and when I have a caddy, my putting is better than normal, but I always feel like my second shot, I'll hit a great first shot, and then my second shot is crap. And then but I make up for it when I have a caddy on the greens. But it was a really difficult course. It was harder than I thought it was going to be, and it was my first round of the year. So
we went out yesterday. Our son Adrian is doing his general practice deal with our friend Dr. Neil Suarez. He was able to get to come back home. He's finishing up his third year of med school. And so we were really happy he's back for a month. It's like being not an empty nester again for a month. It's an awesome thing. We always appreciate that. So we went and played golf yesterday, Gwen and I and Adrian, and it was just first time in 3 months. It's so crazy though. We hit balls for a little while. We've just played like six holes. We hit balls for quite a while, played six holes, and I was even par, and I'm going like, and I had a birdie look on every hole, and I'm going like, I could practice for, you'd be playing in perfect form, and I could be four over after six. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going like, why, how is this possible after 3 months of laying off?
Yeah.
I've hit every fairway and every green. It makes no sense.
The more I play, the more I realize that it really is my putting that takes me from like, high 80s, which would be great for a guy like me, to 100, because you're thinking like, you say I'm shooting at 88. Well, if you add 20 strokes on there, that's 108. Well, you're playing 18 holes.
Yeah.
I mean, it does add up, and it can just absolutely destroy your scorecard.
So think about this. Gwen was asking yesterday. She was, how do I make a seven? She made a seven on this par five, and she was there in the bunker in three. She hits a good bunker shot. She gets out. She's 20 feet away, right? So she's putting for five, and then it takes her three more times to get in the hole. I said, think about it. You just went 400 for them. It's probably a 400-yard par five for her. And then you took four shots to get 20 feet away. And then you took almost that many shots to finish in 20 feet. That putter is key. That's why you see a guy went on the PGA tour. You're going to look at his stats that week, and he's probably at the top of putting. You know, like least amount of putts. It's just what it is. I mean, so and it you can imagine how it drives those guys nuts to be able to when they're putting the ball 30 something times in a round, it kills their score.
I went with a group of guys, you know, as a songwriter through the years, you find other ways to supplement your income. And so I've been selling Christmas trees for almost 25 years. So the business has grown into such a good profitable business that our boss takes us, we basically go out to Palm Springs for about 4 or 5 days and we play golf. And this year when we went, we just happened to be in Palm Springs the same time that the American Express tournament was happening out there. And so that was, believe it or not, that's the first pro tournament I had ever attended. Wow. And so we got there super early. I watched Scheffler hit balls off the range. And just watching those guys, it's another level, man. You know, it's like an amateur songwriter going to see, you know, Chuck Cannon or Pat McLaughlin or Tony Arroyo
or Matt Warren.
Or Matt Warren, sure. I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give it to you. I'm not giving you anything. I'm giving you what you deserve. Well, thank you know, you those brother. Guys, the ball explodes off there. It's a weirdest sound. It's yeah. like, it's either, it sounds like thunder, but it sounds like nothing. Like, yeah. It's the weirdest thing. Or it looks like nothing.
And it's hard to find. You know, it goes so high and so far. Yeah. I lost it, you know, half the balls. I couldn't see where they were going. But I noticed some. On those greens, man, those guys, you know, their putting is just impeccable.
It really
is. They're all, you know, for the most part, I mean, they're two putting, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah. And when the putter gets hot, that's why they're in the hunt.
Yeah.
Scotty was our partner at the Sanderson Farm, but it was toward the back half of COVID. We only got to play 9 holes with him, but he used to come to Greenville and play in the big Brozovich's tournament, the Futures Tour. And he played a few years here. So he was here as a kid. They have pictures of him as a kid and a lot of great players. JT was here. And I mean, there's just been a lot of great players that have played here. But that tournament happens the weekend before the Delta Soul every year. So Greenville gets a big old boost in the economy. You know, there's 400 hotel rooms full both weekends or more. And there's all these different avenues of spending money throughout the community that helps greatly. And at the same time, they're lifting up golf, and junior golf is what they support. And we obviously lift up the arts for kids and any way we can in the Delta. So it's a couple of really good weekends for our Delta that we get to do back to back. Folks, my guest today is Matt Warren. We got time for a short segment left. Check him out online. Goodfoot is the name of his band. You got to check it out. Sweet Emotion is not the name of the album. It's what?
Explosion of Love.
Explosion of Love. And speaking of an explosion of love, we don't talk about the love of your life and the magic that you're feeling on the next segment. We got 7 minutes to express your devotion. We're going to be right back. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. There's catfish. There's Superior Catfish from Mississippi. Come on. And speaking of Mississippi, visit Mississippi.org, a place that my pal Matt Warren, big old hit singer-songwriter, smash hit singer-songwriter, prolific, prophetic singer-songwriter with a beautiful soul. He loves coming to visit here. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
I told him over and over, now don't you be late. I'll be like always, I'm just sitting on gold and waiting. Waiting on Joe. I'm still trying to find my way.
Up to $20,000 available for first-time home buyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Home Buyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
It's going to be sad when this interview ends, because I'm going to have to say bye to my dear pal, Matt Warren. The band is Goodfoot. The last record was called Explosion of Love. How about me getting that right? I'm not writing anything down. That's memory right there.
It's like Ray Charles making a record.
Speaking of Ray Charles, if he was to have Catfish, it would be made in Macon, Mississippi. Right there.
Guaranteed.
Picked out of that fresh water and processed there. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. Oh, yeah, we're smiling. We're talking all things music right now from my pal, Matt Warren. Written so many hit songs now, he didn't know what to do. But his story is very unique. But let's get to the love of his life finally. I know what you're thinking out there. You're thinking, Steve, will you please? I want to know all about her. Okay, Matt.
So I met her through her parents, which was really awesome that, you know, her folks and I were friends first. And I had met Chuck playing Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, where that's where he works. And it was perfect timing in my life. It was after I had gotten clean and sober, and I had a new outlook on life, and I was capable of being in a relationship. And man, she came along at the perfect time. So we had met. The first time we met was Chuck, her dad, had a surprise party for her mom, and he wanted to have a songwriter around, and he knew her favorite songwriters. And so he hired me and a couple other of my friends, Danny Myrick and Aaron Benward and Travis Howard. And we came out and played a show, and Jessica was there. And she, to be honest, I didn't say much to her that night. She was so pretty that I thought, "There's no, I'd just be a wow, bumbling idiot, fool." You know, we talked briefly, and so we became friends that night. But then their grandmother passed away three Christmases ago, and they decided to have a celebration of life gathering at their family home in North Carolina, up in the mountains. And so once again, they had me come out and play, and we really made a connection that weekend. And we started talking on the phone, and gosh, we spent the better part of 9 months kind of getting to know each other. And finally they asked me to come to Christmas in North Carolina, and went up there, and I think we both just kind of knew that there were some serious feelings, and started dating at Christmas, this 2022 Christmas. And
back up for a second. When you go to Christmas, are you feeling like, okay, I'm being invited to Christmas? I mean, you sort of make it sound like, is it the parents inviting you, or is it?
Yes. So there was, it was, they said, well, come on, you know, what are you doing after you get through Christmas trees? Come up and see us. And of course, now her and I had been talking. So it was this is pretty serious. You know, they want me to come up for Christmas. So, but on the same hand, you know, you just never know, because we hadn't spent a whole lot of time together, you know, face to face, because she was living in Los Angeles working on a TV show. And so once I got to Christmas, we were there together for 2 weeks. I ended up staying 2 weeks, and it was fantastic, man. We really fell in love. And so that was Christmas 2022.
All right.
And so we dated a whole year. She moved to Nashville in July. And then so when we went back to Christmas this year, I had already got the ring and pulled the trigger.
Okay, back up now. You can't just pull the trigger. You got to tell me, did you ask Chuck?
Of course.
And what was that like? Because he's your buddy. You're asking your buddy.
Well, he knew that I was fall in love with her, so it made it a little bit easier, and the fact that they love me and love me for who I am as a songwriter, you know. And I told Chuck, I said, look, this can be a business that is not for the faint of heart, and you know, I'm willing to go. I've got a college degree. If I have to go teach school or whatever I've got to do to, you know, at that time I was trying to just, you know, show him that I'm willing to do whatever I've got to do.
That's so noble. I love that. But
he said,
have to do anything else.
Yeah. He said, he's like, man, we love you for you. You're a songwriter. You're not a school teacher. We want you to continue to do that. So, which has been great, because he and I partnered, and now I just signed my new publishing deal back in January, and we started a company doing a co-venture together. And man, it's just been fantastic. She's my best friend in the world, and again, I feel like God really saved me from making some mistakes through the years with the wrong girls. And you know, I'm coming into this at 47 years old with no kids and no past marriage, and it's just a beautiful thing, man.
Friday night, May 3rd, Leland, Mississippi, the Heritage Wildlife Festival, where our Mockingbird Music Festival has joined forces. So it's going to be a good thing for our Delta. All right, Brother Matt, Superior Catfish, made right here and produced in Mississippi. I don't want to see that UT hat on. I don't want to see it.
Hey, it's the Tennessee connection.
hey, listen, you got your basketball team.
I'm hoping we're going to play well.
Yeah, you guys got a shot. So good luck there. I'd love to see that too as well. All right, brother. Blessings.
Thank you, brother. I love you.
Love you too, pal. Bye.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.